Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise calls recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this callback, and how can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Barry Porter, and I applied for unemployment.
Okay, I can do that for you. May I have your social security number?
Yes, 289-627728.
Say it for me one more time.
It's 289-627728.
Got it. Okay, Mr. Porter. May I have your date of birth, your driver's license number, and mother's maiden name?
My date of birth is 3/24/1969. My mom's maiden name is Bonita Chris. And I got state ID.
Okay.
I know it's an A6068139 3.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And now I'm going to read you the prognostic statements, and it's just asking, do you understand? Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yeah.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yeah.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? Any on to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
Say that again, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade adjustment allowance certification?
No.
Your name is spelled Barry and then Porter. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And could I have a good phone number for you?
440-810-2340.
I'm going to ask you some demographic questions now. What is your race?
55.
Oh, I said race, sir.
My race is black.
Got it. And what is the highest grade completed in school?
12.
Oh, and could I get your ID number again? I had to update it.
It's A6068-1395.
Okay, you said 8646-8315.
For what?
Oh, your ID number.
Yeah, I said A at like an Adam, and it says 606-813-95.
Okay, 606-8395. Got it. 606-8395. Okay. And then 12th grade. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, but I've been, no.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And may I have your current address?
It's 1347 Tudor Drive. Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
And do you get your mail at the same address?
Yes, ma'am.
And I just want to read it back. You said 1347 Tudor Drive, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
That's right.
And what was your last occupation, your job title?
I worked for Amazon, and my job title was a trainer. New hire trainer.
Let me see.
Or inbound. It was in inbound.
Oof. Thank you.
Yeah, bless you.
Ooh, thank you. Okay, so when I typed in inbound, the only thing that popped up was inbound telemarketer. I'm trying to see what I still have it
for
under.
For Amazon?
Oh, not Amazon, just like in general.
Well, if I go to Amazon, I was with them for 4 years, so I was a trainer, but I was in inbound as far as the department, and I was, I could say, a sorter.
Ooh, it's probably going to pop up under the sorter.
Huh?
I said it's most likely going to pop up under sorter.
Yeah.
Let me see. What was that? Nope, that's something different. So they do have... No, that's something different. Flat sorter, postal service, mail processor. Was it like similar to inventory?
No, we're sending out packages for Amazon. I know you probably get Amazon.
Packages. Let me see what this is, if it's the right one. So the closest thing they do have is like packaging. They do have packaging clerk. That's like the closest thing they have to it.
Do they have stowing? S-T-O-W?
Stowing, let me see. Nope, that won't even pop up. Sorter, let me see. Packaging. Let me see.
I was at it's the fulfillment center. So I was at a warehouse. It ain't even a warehouse, it's a fulfillment center.
Okay, so the closest thing they have to that is packaging clerk, and it does involve sorting mail.
Yeah, but all right, I mean, whatever y'all have, because I'm like, I put the merchandise in pods, and it was called stowing.
Okay.
I guess it's the same thing, I guess.
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
What'd you say?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
No, I'm thinking, yes, work, my job.
Got it. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or are you attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Is that my last day at work?
I said, did Amazon give you a definite date to return to work, or did they terminate you?
They terminated me. It was May 22nd.
May 22nd. Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yeah. I prefer first shift.
Got it. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Have I been what?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Woo, I've traveled to from Montgomery to Birmingham, so to go to Amazon. So I guess 50 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably 18. No, really, under 20. Nothing under 20. Probably 20 or more.
Got it. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business or do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Nope.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
I was working in Virginia at Amazon. I transferred down here to Birmingham.
Okay, and that was between April the 1st, 2023 and March the 31st, 2024?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. So what I put, I guess I had to put down Virginia.
What'd you say?
I said I may have to put down Virginia since they don't have Alabama on here since you had said you transferred.
Yeah, I transferred down from Virginia to Birmingham.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah, no.
If you're approved for benefits, you have options to see your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after approved for payments, and there are fees and recharges for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Can I get both? direct deposit.
And do you want checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay. And may I have your routing number?
Ooh-wee. Let me pull the car over.
Okay. Just tell me you're ready.
Oh, the routing number is 041-215-663.
And may I have your account number?
My account number is 13-219-9309-9117.
And could you repeat that for me one more time? I just want to make sure I have it in right.
Okay. The routing number is 041 215-663.
Okay, sir. And could you repeat your account number, too?
13-219-9309-9117.
Okay. And what kind of bank do you use, sir?
That's my Cash App.
Okay. So it won't let us use any online banks. We can only use like a regular bank, anything like Wells Fargo.
I got Guardian too.
Okay, sir. If you do have the information, I can put down the one for Guardian.
Yeah, let me see. I'm at the light now.
And I'm still here. Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
And I'm still here. Just tell me when you're ready.
Okay.
So searching it
up. I think I'm just gonna have to get one of y'all cards. You know, I can come up with. I'm driving right now.
Okay, sir. And could I get the name of your last employer? And you said it was Amazon?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And could I have the phone number for that job?
Oh, phone number? Do they have a phone number? I think it's 4331.
Got it. And could I get the location for that job, the city?
Well, I was in Birmingham, so I guess y'all, I don't know where they'd be picking up at. I don't know where, because when we had to go to HR, we had to deal with HR either at the job or we had to call it in. I don't know where they located. I've been here 4 years and still don't know. They just have a call statement or something like that.
Okay. And may I have your start date for this job?
September 6th,
2004 year, 2021.
Got it. And you told me your last day working was May the 22nd, 2024. Is that right?
Yes.
And now it's asking, why are you no longer working?
My parents passed, like, back to back, and I was, like, going really through it, you know. And I took a leave, and I still wasn't feeling right. I just used up all my resources as far as trying to deal with the deaths being back to back. So that's why they terminated.
Yes, sir. And I am sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the reason why I moved here from Virginia to Alabama. Otherwise, I transferred to take care of my parents, but they end up passing within six weeks of each other.
Got it. And could I have the name of your manager at the time, sir?
Oh man. I'm trying to think of her name. I think it might have been Wendy. That's kind of weird because we have, like, different managers, like, great.
Like, if you can just give me any name that you remember or any person.
Yeah, Wendy. Well, I just started at Amazon in Birmingham, so I didn't really get to know all the managers there like I did in Virginia and Cleveland. So I transferred from Cleveland to Virginia and Virginia to Birmingham.
And now it's just asking, so before they had terminated you, I know you said you had went on leave of absence, and then you had used all the resources that were available to you? And I'm still here, sir. I just had to type it in.
No, you're okay. I'm really trying trying to get off this highway so I can stop and look at my account.
Got it.
What are they doing?
Okay, sir. And now it's just asking. So I know you said you had got terminated, and it's just asking, did you commit the act during poor religious? And it's just asking, is termination the reason they let you go?
Yeah. Because more than likely, I'll end up going right back, so.
Okay. But
for the meantime, I'll collect some of my unemployment benefits. And what are they doing?
And now it's asking, did they give you any prior warnings?
Yeah, they did. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No. No, I didn't get that.
Have you applied for...
You got something, but I haven't... I'll go ahead and contact them.
Okay. Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
I'm going to read you the disclaimer. You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings provided wage reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments from prior penalties. You certify by entering your full name here that all of your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. Let me consider reading. Sorry, you're I'm still here, sir. I'm just checking something. Okay, Mr. Porter, I'm going to ask you some random questions now, and this is just for identity verification.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I thought he was going to do it, but he didn't do it this time. It says, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, and it's just asking, do you agree to file this unemployment claim?
Yeah.
You certifying the penalty of perjury that you, the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to re-familiarize yourself with the contents of the claim benefit handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities?
Yes.
I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following discretion telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work, issue to claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interest in your benefits. The information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, its regard to your eligibility, and how to file your required week certifications. Failure to follow scripts listed in the booklet could cause denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Find this claim is not automatic start payments to you. You must complete certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make clear certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your week of certification. You can file your week of certification either online in the claim portal, click file week of certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your week of certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m., through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certification cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file complete your week of certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first week of certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. with a final line by telephone. You need to remove your pen. Additional instructions are the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Accessory work requirements are made for the following. At the end, members who submit a proof of good standing at their union. Employees who want to verify short-term layoff. Claims attend direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible worker's exemption. It is very important that you care for all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a call-back appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact at least 2 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you weekly claims. You met the same employer more than once, unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 2 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. For assistance to your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. And do you have a pen and paper, Mr. Porter?
Yes, I do. Oh, I got my guardian thing. Let's see if it has my. Yeah, but I do have a pen and pad, though. I mean, a pencil.
Okay. And just tell me when you're ready, sir, and I'll give you your confirmation number. Oh, okay. Your confirmation number is 489 969 505. And now I'm going to give you your PIN number.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, sir. Your PIN number is 0324.
0324 on my birthday.
Got it. And now I'm going to give you two phone numbers, Mr. Porter. The first one, this is for the weekly certification line, and you'll call this number starting this Sunday. And that phone number is 1-800-752-7389.
Okay.
And what you have to do is apply for 3 jobs each week, and then on Sunday, you'll call in and put in the dates that you apply for those jobs.
Okay.
And you can use either the AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov website, or you can visit a Alabama Career Center. It's just whichever you prefer, and both of those will help with your work searches. And they do want you to either register with the Career Center or Alabama Works, and it's just so you can update your resume, but you can apply for jobs anywhere. And for that week of certification, so Sunday is just the recommended date, but you can call anytime between Sunday through Friday. You can't call on Saturday, and you can't call any later, no later than 5 p.m.
Okay.
And then the second number, this is the number for our inquiry department, and you only need to call this number if you have any questions. And you can call this number Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. And that phone number is 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
And that was the last thing I had to tell you, Mr. Porter. And your claim has been filed. Do you have any questions, or are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and I hope you have a great day, sir.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, sir, and I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, that's,